Start at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. You know, I was reminded this week as I was preparing for the word for today and what the Lord had for each and every one of us. You know, I was reminded in Revelations when Jesus is speaking to all the churches. And one of the key statements he says at the end of each statement he makes to the churches is, "He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." And he just doesn't say to the church, even though when he writes a letter, for example, when he's speaking to the church of Sardis, he uses churches in the plural. And this is a representation of the entire body of Christ. So he says to us, "He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches." And the Spirit speaks through the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and it's powerful. And he sent it to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone that's gathered here today. And when I was looking at that, in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 26, the Apostle Paul, as he's writing to the church of Colossus, he says in verse 26, "Even the mystery which have been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may be perfect," "that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." So with this in mind, the Lord put a thought in my heart this week as I was studying. He says there's more to the story because God takes us from glory to glory according to his word. So turn with me for the message today to Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66. We're talking about the hope of glory. Amen. Verse number 1. The prophet Isaiah said, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things have made my hand," "and all those things have mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man, and he that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not." And here's where I want to focus our attention this morning, to verse number 5. "Hear the word of the Lord, ye that trembleth at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed." This morning's message is titled, "The Heavenly Hope." And we're going to look at to hearken, to honor, and to happen. In other words, what I'm thinking about is the thought process here is if we hearken to the Lord and honor his word, things will begin to happen. Amen? How many need something to happen in their life? Come on, let's be real. How many need something to happen in their life? that God's speaking directly to you today. Can we lift the word and make a declaration here today? Can we repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word. And I'm grateful, Lord, that you sent it here to accomplish something in each and every heart, in each and every life, of each and every one that's gathered in this room, Father God, and those that are hear it through the web as it travels across the nations. So, Father, I pray today that you speak to this vessel. May the words be spoken with clarity and understanding. And may the hearers be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For I ask these things in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. You know, one of the things that I was looking at is I was looking and studying this week, and when God wants to do something radical in the lives of his children, the children of God are so afraid of what the world may think if they get a little radical. So they kind of hide it underneath of a shell. And God wants us to let God arise so the enemy can be scattered that's surrounded us everywhere we go. So first he says to hearken. To hearken is to pay close attention. Amen? You know, in other words, we are faced in this world, in this life that we live in, with so many distractions. Things are so moving so quickly that really we don't take time to listen because we're so active. There's, you know, with our phones, with our iPhones and our iPads and our computers and all the technology, there's no time. Everything's moving so quick. But sometimes God says you just need to slow down and listen. Slow down and listen. You know, and sometimes we think if we do this and we do that, we do this and we do this and we do that, we'll satisfy, we'll get our flesh, our person, but we're never satisfied. Because the truth of the matter is we're looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. Your peace and your joy comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from the things of this life. The things of this life are just an additive. He's the main course. Amen. So what he was saying to me, he was saying, well, to hearken, to pay close attention. Solomon said this in Proverbs chapter 7. Verse number 24. He said, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to my words. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. In other words, he's talking about the tempter. He's talking about the adversary. He's talking about being drawn away with the lust and the pleasures of this world. Amen. If we keep our eyes focused on the prize. Amen. Is anybody paying attention? Look with me in Isaiah chapter 51. Verse number 1. The prophet Isaiah says, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock which you were hewn, and the hole of the pit which you are digged. Now in the Old Testament, they were looking to Abraham, which was their father, unto Sarah. that bare them and called him alone and blessed him, and he was increased by him. You know, but you and I are looking to the rock. Our rock is Christ Jesus. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand. And I was looking at that. The Father took me to Romans chapter 9. Remember, Abraham's faith was counted unto him as righteousness. Our faith in Jesus Christ is accounted unto us as righteousness. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? So the Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 9, verse 30. He says, what shall we say then, that the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. In other words, on Christ the solid rock, we're standing. Abraham's faith was counted unto him as righteousness, and your faith is what in Christ Jesus makes you and I righteous. Amen. The Bible says this, and the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 11, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So first he is saying to you and I as his children, first, before we can do anything else, we need to hearken. We need to pay attention. And when I hearken to the Lord, he said, secondly, in our text today, he said, ye that tremble at his word. Now, when I look at the tremble at the word, the tremble at his word is to fear or to have reverence. And I put there to honor. We're honoring the Lord. We're honoring his word. Amen? So with that in mind, I lost my thought. You ever had that happen to you? Hallelujah. Huh? I didn't hear that. Was it edifying? Amen. I don't think that's what I heard. Turn with me to James chapter 2. Thank you for that input, though. Thank you for that input. That's where that word comes. Silence is golden. Just kidding. Praise God. What we're talking about is hearkening. And James 2, verse number 5, it says, hearken, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? I don't know about you, but I don't have all the riches of the world, but I'm blessed. I'm favored of God. I have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, long-suffering. Temperance? I'm just teasing. Is it okay to have fun in church? Is it all right to have a good time? You know, God wants us to understand how important it is to honor him and honor his word. Amen? I don't ever believe that God is speaking just for the sake of speaking. You know, I want to share something. You know, I said something to Jan this morning. It's just in the past few weeks. We started about 5 weeks ago with Faith Builders on Sunday night. We've had a small group of people coming out. Cody's fingers was healed. J.O.'s legs were healed. Jan's legs were healed. Your lungs were healed. And I mean, God just did wonderful. And I read these things on Facebook. Well, I was sharing with her. God's used us to raise the dead. We brought the dead back to life. We've healed. God's healed cancer, blood diseases, heart diseases. God's healed all these things. But we talk about everything on Facebook, but we don't bring any glory to God. Why can't we use Facebook to bring glory to God for what God has done? Not for what I've accomplished, but what God has done. Amen. In other words, if His light's going to arise and we're going to attack this world, we're going to reach the world by the power of God. Amen. The power of God. And God is moving in power. Amen. Amen. I believe it in my heart. I believe that God wants to do great and mighty things amongst His children and amongst His people. God wants to use every last one of us in the room. Everyone's been given a measure of faith. God has a plan for every heart and every life. He wants to use each and every one. What has God delivered you from? What has God set you free from? What has God healed you from? Anybody else in the room been healed but me? You know what should happen right then? There should be a shout. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. It's kind of amazing. You can give a shout if the Redskins finally get a touchdown. We ought to be giving God a shout of praise. Amen. We ought to be bringing glory to His name. You know, it wasn't about us people. It wasn't about us. You know, the dead being raised and cancers being healed and God doing it. I can't do none of that. I'm just a man. It's God that does it. It's a God that does it through you and I. Amen. He wants us to hearken because His word is the cure. No matter what you have in your life, no matter what disease you may be having, God has the cure. And the cure comes through His word. Amen. Amen. And we go look everywhere else. And when we can't get it everywhere else, then we come to, let me try Him. But what does He say to you and I? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Let's don't use Him as a secondary. Let's use Him as the primary. He is the primary source. So He says, as we hearken to Him, we also honor Him. Look with me in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. The preacher, Solomon, when he got into his preaching mode. Verse number 13. He said this. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. You know, when I was thinking about reverencing and trembling at His word or reverencing His word or honoring His word, turn with me to Matthew 10 and listen to what Jesus says. Matthew 10. Verse number 24. Are you with me? The Bible says the disciple was not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. For if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? You know, how many times, if you got filled with the Spirit and you start getting spiritual and start doing spiritual things, that some people will call you crazy. Amen? Some people say, oh, he's worse than the devil because you spoke in tongues. And that's the Bible. That's what the Word says. And he says this. He says in verse 26, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and or in hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye on the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear them which are able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. In other words, I don't know about you, but I'm serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I know no matter where I go, no matter what I do, he has my back. Amen. In other words, when I come into the room and I come to minister, I minister the love of God. God loves us, every one of us. He loves us right where we're at. But the key with the kingdom of God and his love is he loves you and I so much, he doesn't want to leave us there. He has better plans for us than even we know. Amen. And sometimes, even when we go a wrong way and we make a wrong turn, I don't know about in the natural life, if you're heading home one day and for some reason you made a wrong turn, what do? Do you continue to go? No. You make a U-turn and you get back on course. And that's what the Father says to you and I. We're on the road of life. And if you're going down the wrong road or heading in the wrong direction, all he is saying is, hey, his love is reaching out. His mercy and his grace is reaching out. He's just saying, come back. Come back because I love you. We're not here to condemn anybody. We're here to love you. We're here to accept you right where you are. Amen. Each and every one of us has special personalities. And that's what makes the kingdom so grand. That God chooses to use so many different people to bring forth his goodness and his mercy and his love. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. Amen. 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 That he created me. He never said, oops. He created me and you after his image, after his likeness. So I can look in the mirror and say, man, I look good. Yeah, I don't have to look good to you. I'm looking good for him. Amen. And he says this, when I look in the mirror and I say, you look good, I'm not looking on the outward appearance. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he looks upon the heart. So what God is saying, hey, no matter what you look like, I've got something I'm doing inside of you if you'll just let me do it. You know one thing about God? He's a perfect gentleman. God ain't going to make you do nothing. Amen? He gave us a free will. Amen? But he gives us choices. Amen? Praise God. So look with me at that. I'm still in that same thought in 1 Peter about honoring. So turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter 2. We're hearkening, we're honoring. Now, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, for by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the things that I do, I don't do to earn my salvation. I do out of gratitude for what was accomplished for me through the cross of Calvary. Amen? You know what I become? A do-gooder. Hello? I look for ways to do good. I look a way to benefit and bless others. Amen? Let me say something to you. You cannot outgive God. And if he's the giver of all things, as you become a blessing, he can't help but bless you. Amen? All he wants us to be is a funnel for his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his love. But when I was looking at honor, he said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, he says, "For so is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God." Here's the key. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Love one another. Honor, fear God. Reverence God and honor the king. Honor your president. Hello? He is our, in this nation, he would be our king. God calls us to honor him. Amen? How many of you here like to be honored? How many of you here like to be respected? So the Bible says to you and I, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. Pressed down and shaken together and running over. So shall men give unto your bosom. For by the same measure ye meet or give, the same measure shall come back to you. So he's saying to you and I today as we hearken to the word and we honor it, okay, all of a sudden things will begin to happen. I love to see things happen. In our text, it says, in Isaiah 66, he said, "Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall be appeared through your joy." In other words, when people don't want anything to do with you, maybe somebody may say you're too religious or you're too fanatic for them or whatever. God says they'll be ashamed at the end. You just keep on doing it for his glory. Amen. Let me tell you something, what needs to take place in this world today. Somewhere along the line, the church has to come out of its grave. Somewhere the church has to come outside of its walls. And somewhere we have to be the church. I know one thing, I'll say this, God showed me in a vision. I saw this parking lot full and cars all the way out to the road, people coming to this house to be healed because they couldn't afford to go to the hospital or they couldn't afford to go to the doctor or they did not have insurance. Let me tell you, it's coming to that place. If you're dependent on the doctor for your help, you're going to be a starry state one day. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Doctors practice. All they do is practice medicine. Jesus is the perfect medicine giver. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Amen. And God wants us to get this in our heart and our minds. I'm not saying to anybody, don't go to the doctor. You do whatever your heart leads you to do. Amen. You know what I do go to the doctor for? I'm not talking about the psychiatrist. I'm talking about the other doctor. No. What I go to the doctor for is to prove what God has already done. Hello? Hello? I don't take any medications. He is my medication. He is my source. And he is no respecter of persons. You see, that's what he said. God, the same thing he did for me, it does for me, he'll do for you. He loves us all that much. Amen? So I'm looking for some things to happen. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 61. I spoke about this on Wednesday night. about a new attire, about being dressed. In Isaiah 61, verse number 10, he says this. The prophet Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he have clothed me with the garments of salvation. He have covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. Amen? In other words, I'm dressed and ready. We talked about it Wednesday night, and I want to say something to you because it's important for us to have this, that our body is covered by the blood of Jesus. What could wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We're children of God, so we cover with his blood. We have to put on the robe of righteousness. We have to put on Christ Jesus. We have to put on that. And so many people try to put on the armor of God without putting on the robe of righteousness, and their armor is not effective. We have to remember that we have put on the robe of righteousness, and we put on the armor over the robe of righteousness. We're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? We belong to him. Who belongs to Jesus in the room? Let me see your hand. So evidently, he's speaking to us all. So look with me in Jeremiah chapter 15. And we're looking for some things to happen. I love this text in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse number 16, where the word of God says this. He says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Amen? In other words, I had to digest it. I had to swallow it. I had to let it take place in my heart and life. If you hear this word today, you have to hear it, get understanding, swallow it so it has an effect on your life. Amen? It's digesting the word. It protects your heart. It protects your life. That's why the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 7, he said, the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So in closing today, what the Father is saying to you and I through his word, in Jeremiah chapter 17, he said, those ones that ridiculed you would be ashamed, according to our text. And the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 17, 13, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of the living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. And what I'm saying here today is, just like Jeremiah said, the words that were spoken to you today were from the word of God. And in closing, what God is calling you and I to do is to hearken to him. to pay attention, to honor him and his word. And things then will begin to happen. Those things that you've been looking for, those things that you've been desiring. You know, he wants our best part. Many times what we give him is just what we have left over. You know, instead of giving him our very best. I don't know about you, but I know one thing that I've learned, that he gave his very best for me and you. So in return, can we give our very best to him? See, he's not looking for leftovers. He gives us a main course. He wants us to give him our main heart and our lives. He says in Isaiah chapter 25, verse number 9. He says, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is our Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. You know, one thing I find about the Lord that we serve is he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He says, he that has begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through to completion. One thing I know about the Lord is he never starts something that he will not finish. And what the Lord has laid on my heart today, in closing today, is if we hearken to him and honor him with our whole hearts, things will begin to happen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful today for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word to this house to accomplish what you sent it to do. Lord,